Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
In 1976, German and Palestinian hijackers captured an Air France plane and threatened to murder all of the hostages. That provoked the most famous anti-terrorism mission of all time, which is once again dramatized in the new movie 7 Days in Entebbe.
There are 239 hostages.
If you try anything, you will die.
Anyone who tries to resist me will be shot.
That's Rosamund Pike doing a decent German accent, playing Brigitte Kuhlmann, who together with a German colleague played by Daniel Brühl, led the hijacking and hostage-taking. They are the main focus of the new film, but there's also some stilted, stagey dramatization of the Israeli leaders Yitzhak Rabin and Shimon Peres.
We have to act. There could be no negotiations with terrorists.
We can't just sit here and do nothing.
Whatever happens, we did the right thing.
But they don't do the right thing in this film, going way overboard and trying to present the terrorist point of view. For instance, the real Brigitte Kuhlmann viciously pistol-whipped some of the helpless passengers while shouting neo-Nazi anti-Semitic insults. But Rosamund Pike plays a character who's strangely sensitive, conflicted, and even compassionate. Meanwhile, the Brazilian director José Padilla intercuts his action sequences with irrelevant, lengthy, and utterly confusing excerpts of expressive performances of the Israeli Bat Sheva modern dance group. The film is rated PG-13, though some of the tense violent scenes probably deserve an R. 2 stars for 7 Days in Entebbe.